Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You are listening to Drop Tent Media Network.
Hi, hello, welcome, Call the Bus, Neil Wood, Adam Nutter.
By the renewing of your mind,
the recycling. It's a flesh body world.
Do it.
Human.
Do it.
Sir Slimy Reptilian.
Hey, welcome to another day in the cult. How you doing? I am Neil Wood. It's good to see you. Every week we do a little comedy podcast, us two numbnuts. It's bringing my co-host over here. Give it up for Adam Nutter. Yeah, there he is. Getting a sweet buy up in him.
Yeah, it's always a hard sell, but it's always like a hard press. Be like, we do a comedy podcast. And it's like pressure. It's like, oh shit, now I got to be funny. Off the rip.
Yeah, I know. Let's start prayer. We should pray. I'm gonna grab your test. I'm just gonna put both hands. You actually don't grab mine. Just I'm gonna grab both of yours through the camera.
Yes.
Yeah, you hold yours up and let's just do a prayer on your testicles and just to start our podcast.
Bless my balls.
Blessed these testicles. May they be forever just sweet and eggish and never injured. And never shall they be hit or accidentally slid onto a car seat. Like when you get in the car and you accidentally didn't realize where one of them is and you're like, and you hurt yourself. I hope they never do that. Bless this podcast for hopefully to be funny. Again, not a great start, but we are praying over Adam's testicles. And we hope that one day we will succeed in being funny. I can already see the comments are lighting up. I'm worried. So let's, bless these testicles and Adam Nutter and his nuts. Thank you. All right, good. We're into the thing, guys. Yeah. Be funny. Thank you, Connor McGovern. Yeah. Wonderful. Yeah.
Thank you, buddy.
That's the most confidence I've ever seen in him. So that's fun. That he's doing it over the internet. Say that to my face, Connor. Yeah.
Also, Connor,
say that to my face.
Get a decent headshot. For promotion, Connor, it's just you on a bicycle.
There's so many comics I had to make Connor's a picture. I'll put you on blast, Connor. I don't give a fuck
now. Connor, how dare you come on this fucking?
I had to take like bullshit photo some photographer took in the backyard of a wedding, and I had to Photoshop a woman who I don't even know if you care about out. I imagine you cared a lot about it.
He's wearing sunglasses in it. The sunglasses are just still in the fucking picture.
Get a fucking headshot.
Get a headshot. You've been doing comedy for fucking ever.
Some high school fucking photographer to take a picture of your dumb head, Connor.
Goddamn, Dickie has a headshot. He's Florida trash.
He's not even doing anything with it.
He's not even doing anything. He's got a forklift. Look, he said, listen while on the forklift. it's perfect.
Dickie's got like a fucking sexy fireman calendar of his whole different, you know, he's got all his seasons. Dickie Walnuts, like in spring, he's like this. It's just, you know, Dickie's fucking, Dickie's
got a sexy hunting one for like October, November.
It's very good. Yeah, Dickie, your shirt's on the way, so don't worry if it hasn't already left or if you got it. I don't know, but you're,
yeah, it shipped.
Oh, did he finally, like I think his one Facebook picture is like that. That's it. You can see that's his headshot. It's just him purple.
His headshot is just someone's cell phone camera picture. From the fucking front row, James
professional
Cheese,
comedian
like.
Connor McGovern, everybody. Yeah,
trash,
buddy,
Connor.
Right.
You're trash.
Good. You're great, buddy.
Dare you?
Also, we miss you, of course. Also, we're trying to bring you in, but every fucking week, we try to be funny and really just try to recruit people into our cults here. So, I mean, I'm in. I'll say this week, I've taken a hit. I got a girlfriend who's mad at me. I got shitters clogged.
Which one?
This one I'm sitting in the smell of filth right now. I got gray water just oozing out of places. It's great. I've had a great week. It's been really good. constant construction, just moving car from here to there. With that's some had a fight with the got the fight with the recycling guy. That was fun.
Over what?
You know what I mean? Just he just thinks that apparently he's allowed to throw stuff wherever he wants. And I might have said some things when I caught him outside. And I've been like, hey, man, just don't grab my fucking trash can halfway down the block. Like, why are you doing that? And he's just like,
so wait, oh, hold on. You gotta.
Oh, it's the city. So like, they're just
back for a second.
No, it's so okay. Yeah, I got you. You're recycling. Well, the city isn't. I know you're recycling for people like in the suburbs. Like, people who come for trash and recycling
is something that saves the environment.
I don't even know if the city. I mean, it does if you're doing it right, but who knows if the city's even paying for it. I believe a lot of the buildings aren't, but I try to be someone who cares about it. And I don't have the issue with recycling. It's more of just fucking a dude who just grabs the cans, walks all the way down the block, and then just throws them. Like he's just like discarding them. Like, come pick this up, you fucking peasants. Like that. Yeah, I'm like, dude, you don't have to.
You're city garbage, and that's what happens. Like,
yes,
dude,
I forgot.
City garbage and suburb garbage is much different. My suburb garbage guys, they just take it back to where I left my garbage can. Gentlemen, they close the lid usually. Like, they'll move it out of the car's way.
Well, they've got like four houses that they've got to hit. They don't have. They're not on a time crunch. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
they're
not
have to
with bears and shit out here. There's no bears in there. Just shootings in Kensington, which I guess, honestly, what's more dangerous? A charging bear or a random gunshot?
Have you seen the new little fun play guns, the little airsoft guns that people are running around with in the city?
The gel blasters?
Yeah, I don't know enough about gel. I thought they were just
like
aerosol.
They shoot like the water pellets.
I don't. You're asking, but I don't know.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, so you have to be telling me because they just look like they just look like aerosol guns.
Okay, so there's like a new thing. Okay, this is why I'm asking because there's like a new thing out there where they're like gel pellets or like water pellet guns, and they load like aerosol guns though.
Right.
So like, or paintball guns. So it's kind of like a screw top or something like that, and they shoot like pretty fast paced water pellet, and they kind of sting. But you know, harmless outside of this thing. And then the NYPD just like banned him, and they're like, "We're fucking," and we're like, "Fucking, you're not doing shit." Like you're what, hurting children's fun? It's so dumb. But yeah, it's because it's hard. And they're like, "They could be used." I'm like, "Shut up!" It's just so fucking stupid. So that's why, because airsoft is like actual pellets. Like,
yeah, which like, yeah,
yeah.
We were just talking with my buddies and I before I tell you what's going on. It's like my buddies and I were just talking about. We're talking shit about Garbage Man.
So Garbage Man, as you can tell by his name, he is a garbage man. But actually, I'm not talking shit about Garbage Man. I'm talking shit about city garbage men. Suburb garbage men are great, just for the record.
I will tip them if I could, but they you know, I'm not always
they probably can't even, I mean, they probably do what the fuck they want, but they probably aren't allowed to, like,
I'm gonna Sopranos him. I think I'm gonna Sopranos.
You're
them
gonna shoot him in the back of the head.
No, I was gonna go for the soft sell. I was gonna give him the old, just like, hey, here's an envelope filled with, like, I don't know. I'm gonna make it feel thick. It's just gonna be 51s, but you know what I mean. Just be like, boom, and just hit him. Just like, hey, man, I would like it if you didn't like.
He's like, I feel like these are ones. I know all money weighs the same, but I just feel like the cheapness in this envelope is just ones.
This is a piece of shit. This is a $2 bill, and then, just 48 ones, isn't it?
Like, he just takes that as an insult and just makes more garbage on your property. He's like, actually, you know why? He just throws more on.
I wouldn't be surprised if he's just like, this is a union job. Just throws it in with the garbage. It's like, I fucking make bank. All right,
so they do take tips.
Nice.
Here you go. Here's your avenue, dude. So. Yeah, he's like, we take whatever.
He can be telling me anything right now. Yeah. No, I'm sure they do. I'm sure they can. I'm gonna try to fly around him. But I'm just saying that in a city, especially in the neighborhood in which shootings are very prevalent, I don't know, guys, it's a real dangerous thing. If you go on to Philly Fam account on Instagram that I follow, like, you'll see, like, dun, 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 like, they're firing these things rapid. And I'm like, I don't know, guys, there's a lot of accidental shootings from cops. I mean, this is your I'm not saying that you should. This is the kind of fun that I want everyone who, like, wants to pick up a gun and an actual gun and go hurt someone to, like, not. I'm like, hey, don't do that. But have fun in the streets and, like, shoot. But I'm just saying, maybe tell some cops, hey, we're going to be doing a free, because this will just happen in the middle of the street, Adam. This will just happen. You won't know what's happening. You'll walk outside and you'll hear, like, dum, 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 like this. And you'll see people scrambling and you'll see a flash of, I mean, it's like an orange gun. But at the moment, you're like, whoa, what the fuck is that? Like, you're trying to, and I'm like, dude.
Rifles sound like.
Yeah.
They don't sound
the
like.
Sound,
I mean,
is way
real
off.
Guns are so fucking like.
I'm just saying, if, like, you're hyper vigilant, if every day you walked outside, you're like, I might hear gunshots.
Yeah.
You're right. And then you come outside, people are running, and then you see I saw a dude run across my street in a prone position, like like this, like do, like, do, do, like this,
and like, I'm Yal like, Kilmer and Heath. He's doing sun... quick reload mags by your car. He's like,
I thought I saw him do a somersault where he doesn't move the gun, like he just like he flipped up.
The fucking local police are like, we gotta watch this guy's training just, footage. It's so I good.
I just don't want anyone to get shot over nonsense, but I like, because it's a duality. I'm like, I like it that this is nonviolent. It's just, it's, you know, you're just having a good time. You're doing some horseplay to quote Matt Peoples. You know what I mean? You're horsing around and that's fun, but just, I don't know, man. I'm just like, hey, at least put it in like a square. Tell me what time or something so I know. I don't walk out of my house.
Smoke signal. Something. Yeah, give me, by the way, this is the most Florida answer of all time for Dickie. We have shootings in my neighborhood and they still bring the trash where I left it. Yeah, that sounds right.
Good.
It sounds right. That's, I mean, very Florida.
The apathy for trash and recycling people in this city are all time high. I will say they do not give a shit.
Dude, but it's true. Like every other video on Live Leak is like shooting in Philly, shooting in Philly, shooting in Philly. Brutal. It's fucking crazy.
I'm just saying, I was thrown off. I'm just making a pitch to the young ones to be like, hey, I like this. This is great. Cause it's like paintball wars in the middle. It just, it breaks out in your neighborhood. I saw one video of I guess they had all agreed to just start doing it. There was the camera view was from a window. There was a car coming. I should have sent this to us. I can pull it up now, but there's a car coming down the street. Clearly there's an assault happening, not a real assault, but there's a fake water assault happening or whatever these guns are, like going around. The one guy opens the car door and it's like firing into the window. And I'm just like, yeah, I would have, if I was a cop, I would have definitely at least unclicked. Do you know what I mean? Just until I realized what happened. I'd be like, what's up? Oh, okay. You guys are just having a little,
well, first you're unclicked because I'm assuming black, and then you undraw because
that's not what I said. I did not say the color of these gentlemen at all. I'm just saying at any point, I'm on guard. I'm just saying I am fully on guard. I have no idea what's happening going around me, dude.
Krasner's the man. Neil Wood, is that a direct quote from you?
I don't know when I said it. I might have.
DA of Philly?
I may have said that on Twitter. Who knows? I was... It's been hell. I can pick up trash every day at this park and I keep getting into altercations with people. Just people just leaving trash, dude. Littering now is to the point where, dude, it boils my blood. I can't deal with it.
Because we have this conversation before. I'm sorry to break it to you every single time. Philly isn't a place that exists for real. Like it's not part of nature, right? So like dump all the garbage there. It doesn't matter. Now, if you come out to me, don't put your garbage here because there's deer and fox and shit and it's like nice and we don't live in filth. But you guys live in filth.
Speaking of filth, in this point, I actually Jackie Chan'd a pigeon, right? You know what? That's not an apt description. I got to experience what it might be like to hit another thing with my car and it to roll over the hood. So the pigeon just didn't make it out the front. And no joke, I saw the pigeon get hit by my like hood and then like flop over and like boom, boom, like that. I heard it hit the top of the car. It got dazed. I was like, I hope this pigeon's getting out of the way. And then I heard like, doom, doom. And just like, dude, you know when Jackie Chan gets hit on a car, but he knows how to go up and over it. It was like, doom, doom. And I saw its eyes like go over.
Okay. So think of this. I want you to think of how fast you must have been going. Because when you hit deer, and deer is much taller than a bird, deer usually will go through your windshield. They only make it over the car.
Yeah, dude, it's been a weird week. I'm just saying, it's been a strange week. May have crippled a pigeon. Not really sure.
That thing's dead.
I, you know what I mean? What are you going to do?
You have the George Costanza defense in this, not for nothing. Social contract, you get out of the way of our cars. We turn a blind eye to social defecation on statues and places.
Okay. Got you.
So nice. He didn't abide to his social contract.
I gave him all the opportunities. He just seemed to, I don't know, these bird brains out there, they're not quick enough. It's sad when the pigeons are getting dumber. You know what I mean? Now it's like, what are we doing? Like
drug addicts. Well, yeah, he was in the middle of a zombie hole.
He might have been nodding off. Like fucking... yeah. What are you going to do? I tried to have a deep conversation about not littering with a person who's homeless, and that didn't work out well.
Hey, that guy has 40 other problems besides
that. I know, so many problems. Well, I was trying to give him the ultimatum. I was like, hey,
you
know, man,
that's your fault. I don't blame that guy. Whatever he said to you is on you. That's totally that guy. On that. This guy's like, bro, I don't even know where I'm going to eat next. Stop talking about fucking litter, guy.
I know. I was definitely giving him like the old, like I felt like I was, I realized after that I was like, I really gave him like the early New York kind of Irish cop, like, hey, all right, there, lads, all right, you got to keep it moving. I don't give a fuck.
Trash.
All right. Like, you got to go, hey, listen, I understand you're hard times, all right, the missus isn't around anymore, but you got to get the fuck out of here, all right? Like, it's, I, you know, just like swinging a club. There we go. I don't want to give you a whop and put you in jail.
That's wild. You're giving this guy a speech. He's like, I'm going to stab you in the neck. I stab you in the neck.
I'm trying to keep this park nice that I go to. And it's not like I want – it's again, I want him to stay there. Like, at night, I get it. He's like, he's got some place to sleep.
Is this the place on your street?
No. This is a different park that I go to every day. Like, a lot of people frequent it, but a lot of people just – I've been talking to people and been like, hey, we should try to – make a conservative effort to clean it up. And I know some people are like smashing bottles and shit at night. They're getting drunk there. They're fucking around. This guy, I think, was just, I tried to go, I was like, hey, bud, hey, yo, listen, man, I don't care if you stay here. I don't care if you drink. I just gave him straight dad energy. I don't care if you drink here. Yeah, hey, listen.
You're like a stepdad that married his hot mom. And you're just like, listen, buddy, you just sit in the garage, smoke your fucking pot, sit on your MySpace, drink the fucking vodka. I'm just here to fuck your mother, okay? Yeah. I don't care about anything else.
I was like holding a beer. Like, listen, man, I don't care if you drink here. You know what I mean? You're going to be sleeping here. I get it. But you just can't leave your shit around. You know what I mean? All right, I'm gonna get inside, try to DP your mom. Yeah, that's right. Phil's over too. You know what I mean? Whatever. We'll see what happens.
We're going to fuck your dumb mom.
Why does the mom have to be dumb?
I don't know. It's an extra insult to the kid. It's like a big file. TED Talks for the homeless. Yeah. Like, and then you had to fortify your 401k. He's like, I have a banana peel.
Yeah.
I got that.
He had a good shopping cart. I'll tell you that much.
Was it a Walmart one or like a shitty, like a Kmart one?
You know what? It was actually, I had more respect for his. No, it's more respect for it because it was actually one that you're supposed to put back. Like it has the coin. I think they're usually at Aldi's and stuff.
Like, I don't even need the 25 cents.
Chain that, broken.
That's a fancy homeless guy.
As I was moving, it was like, oh, this is good wheel. The wheels were lubed. I was like, this is a good one.
You think when you roll up by the other homeless people, they're like, who the fuck do you think you are?
Well, he has the same effect in like the movie Friday. It's like a bouncing. It's got like the low rider bouncing one. He's like, yeah, man, check out this cart, dude. I know. Crazy. This is the high end.
And you know the guys that have like two attached together? Like, oh, look at this motherfucker. La-di-da, the limo of fucking shopping carts. Ooh, what do you want? You sit in the back of it and have someone pull it for you next time.
Here's what he did. Very smart move. As I'm talking to him and trying to, he just 1,000-yard stared forward and pretended like I didn't exist. I was 5 feet from him. He just, he was like slumped on a fence and just looked forward. It was like,
dude, you guys reverse roles.
Like that.
It's like instead of like him harassing you and you just doing like the like, hey, don't drink and aggressive, be sad in here and get your life together somewhere else. And he's just like, I'm gonna ignore this guy.
Yeah, you're right. Like I turned into like a ranting crazy person. Like, because if you litter, then everyone's littering, and then this whole thing falls apart. Like, I just can't take it.
It would be funny if he was like, this is Philly, it doesn't count. And you're what do you listen to my podcast?
Ah, dude, yeah, bad headspace this week. Definitely bad headspace for me. Not great. Shit, dude.
I'm having a fine week.
It's good. I'm glad. How's everything's just peachy keen on your side?
You know what? Nice. The dog had a little blood in his stool, but he's fine. There's nothing.
All right. There you go. Everyone who's got
concern
the
week.
Everyone who's got. I know the man. The we should really put a death pool together for whose dog dies first.
Oh, if my dog dies first, this house will go in turmoil and we'll shut down.
Okay. So we're going to be off. We're going to be off at least 1 week. Sometime
you might find a new co-host for like a few months.
Makes sense. We'll pick some days. We'll pick some days and see if we can, I know you like betting, so.
That is true. I can't pass on betting.
I know. That'll be the saddest bet you win or lose, I should say. It's just like, eventually you'd be like, fuck. Fuck. Yeah, Neil, good job. You won. It's going to be terrible. It's not going to be good. How's the neck? How's the, you know, how's your whole thing? Good? You feel healthy?
No.
No? Oh, okay.
Regular. No, the other, I just feel it pushing into my skin at this point now.
Nice.
My herniated disc.
That's good.
Yeah, I just touch it. I'm like, ah. My body like twerks. Like,
it's good. That's good. Yeah. I like that.
So painful.
I like that's good because the more, again, once your cult fails, then I'll be able to absorb you into, I'll take the president's people and I'll absorb you into my cult. All the people that follow
they'll Jonestown.
Oh no, you're Jonestown on them?
They're Jonestowning themselves out of respect for me.
Oh sure, they're Jonestown themselves. Hey, you think they did it out of respect? Is that what...
they did it under duress. They will me though out of respect.
Got it. Nice.
Yeah.
That's a highfalutin idea there. I like that. Yeah, that's pretty. Wow. You think very highly of yourself.
Think of it like the Heaven's Gate people.
Oh, okay.
We're all going with the leader.
Yeah. Gotcha. You know? Cool.
Except for those two people who ran the website, which I will dedicate two people to run my website.
To this day.
Yeah, you're one of those people. You know how to run a website.
Yeah. You know, what are you going to do? All right. I'll do
There's zero money involved and you have zero compensation.
Yeah. I'll do it. It's fine. All right. We'll keep it up.
Yes.
We'll keep it going.
Dude, I've been having a real problem lately with like my legacy, like what I'm going to leave on the earth. And it's nothing as of now. That's a real panic I have. That and like the fact that I will die one day, I still always struggle with. So those two things have been bothering me. But outside of that, I've been fine.
Yeah, the normal existential crisis.
Yeah. You call those.
You should watch Danny Braff, comic, funny guy. I don't know if we've had him on. I don't think we have, but I told him he should come on soon because he hipped me to this fucking movie that rocked me. We were talking about our stint as magicians because we were both. God damn it. We were both used to be magicians.
You're both autistic.
It's neither here nor there. And I also have a story about someone who's autistic. But he hit me to it. I want you to watch it and we'll see. You have to watch it alone. Don't watch it with your wife for whatever you do. It's just called we're not in. What the fuck was the name? It's like, it's a saying that you say every once in a while. It's like that. It's a saying, but it's such a weird, it's
it
not a
turn. It
no, I know. It's like, you know, those turns of phrases like that. If and of itself, it's like, that's the name of it. It's on Hulu.
In and of itself.
I think it's in and of itself. Yeah. In and of itself. Like you say that, like when you say that as a phrase every once in a while, you know, like, yeah,
in and of itself. Yeah.
It's kind of, but dude, it rocked me. He was amazing. He said it changed his life.
I heard about that.
You heard about this?
Fucking Segura talk about it, I think.
Oh, okay. All right, good. I'm glad because I think it's great. It's like kind of a magic. You'll love it. I think you'll like it. Don't get in and of itself. It's freaking amazing. Cool. Jamie, yeah, of course Jamie knows. That makes sense. No, Jamie's like Jamie's somebody who has like it both figured out and nothing figured. Like I want to be Jamie eventually. Like it feels like she high strung but fun, and I'm just high strung and negative.
Yeah. You guys are like similar but opposite.
It's just one of those things. So it's in and of itself, it's really, really good. I'm probably gonna watch it again. And then I was going to say we should bring Danny Braff on to talk about it.
Okay, I'll watch it.
Because it just like, I'm going to watch it again.
It's a
one-man show technically.
TED Talk, but it's like, well, yeah, no, that's a good
one-man show.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's around, he uses magic to, which he's like a world-famous magician. I mean, Danny Braff is a lot more studying in terms of magic and the principles around magic and stuff like that, or illusion, really. He said it's like, it's a very good, one of like the... running themes through it is one of the biggest ones is like things are both imaginary and real, and it's all around identity. So it's really interesting about like not like identity when people think identity now, it's more of just like as a human being what it means to be in the world. And it's really, really, and the tricks I like to watch every once in a while. Jesse Dram, another comic of ours, if it's you're just joining us, but another comic of ours, funny dude, we'll come over and we'll just have clips of try to trick like Penn and Teller, like try to Penn and Teller show. Fool us. And I could get most of them. Like I'm like, all right, cool, I think how, you know, if but a lot of them obviously I don't know exactly how it works, but this one I was like, floored. I was like, I don't know where to even start. I knew some things, but
I've seen some tricks like on the Fool, even on Fool Luster, or even like other things that I'm like, oh, that's real magic. You can't even tell me it's not. It's real. That's actual real magic. That's a real magician.
Okay, cool. Like, I love that you so casually could just be like, just like, oh, okay, so magic does exist. Cool. Yeah. All right.
I'm like, that's a way. I'm like, turn oh, the off, only way that it could exist is if it was a wizard. So sure. I feel also the way anybody could master guitar. I'm like, that's not real. No, only wizards could do that.
Ridiculously separate.
Oh, dude, God. I saw one magic trick by this fucking guy. And it was he did it on like an empty table that people he had walk under a table, so sure. It was like just a regular flat, standard flat top table, yeah, like a regular flat top table,
nothing covering
and,
it.
And it was like no, nothing. And it was like this black cylindrical thing.
Okay.
And he's like, I have this wine, and he puts the wine over, and it disappears. Puts it back down, it appears. I'm like, okay, whatever. Then he just kept making wine appear. And I was like, hey, man, kill him. That's a real – that's a warlock. He has to die. He can't be amongst us. That's a mutant. I get, like, real 60s X-Men Sentinel energy out of myself when I see, like, really hard tricks. I get like that. Like, no, it's real. He can't be a thing. You got to get it. Kill him.
To go back to it, sometimes I just love the beauty of your mind – because again, I'm picturing you watching tricks, and then again, just to be able to just admit to yourself, just to be like, magic. Okay, that's a human being who might not be even a human being. It's just a wizard now. And then you just turn it off and like then go to a show. You're just like, well, there you go. Magic exists. Well, cool.
Don't you find it weird that Superman's only weaknesses are kryptonite and magic? Why would they have that in there?
You know what? You perfect analogy.
Right? Why would magic be a weakness? Because it's a real world practicality thing. Right. Kryptonite's fake, but magic's real. Bam. Because the wine guy proves it to me.
Oh God, that's wonderful. I wish my brain could work that way. I think you're really gonna like not a documentary, but it's sort of like
wizards are real.
Wizards are real. Yeah. Anyway, so I was trying to say in talking to Danny Braff, who's a little on the spectrum, there was a guy at John and Peter's, a kid who there's no way good way to say it. He was too autistic to be there. It was, I don't know how else to say it. It's unfortunate because I didn't know. I mean, I've been around a lot of types of people.
Elitist Neil is fucking fun.
No, it's not even. It was one of those things where I could tell that he, unfortunately, he was having too much input.
Get this less than out of this bar.
Not less than. I just mean for his symptoms, where he was at that moment. It was just that. He was just overloaded. I had never seen him before. He clearly had signed up. I don't even know what he was doing.
Oh, he signed up for the mic?
Yeah, yeah. So Yeah. So if it rolls out musician or comic? A little bit. Hold on. You got to hear what I'm saying. So he clearly signed up for it, and he walks up to Mike and I, who, you know, Mike runs the thing now or whatever, and just fucking he looks at me and is just like, hey, I have to go up second. Like, I have to go up second, so I have to go up second. And I'm like, hey, yeah, man. I'm like, yeah, like, this guy runs it, so you might want to talk to him. He's like, yeah, the list is just saying I have to go up second. So he's got, like, one earbud in, you know, and he's got a phone in his hand, and he's got a piece of paper and stuff, and he's, you know, and he's clearly very bothered. And I'm like, yeah, man, this guy over here, talk to him. And he's like, yeah, I think, you know, maybe I can make that work. Like, Mike's like, maybe I can make that work. Yeah, sure. And then we had he doesn't end up going up second, just to cut to the chase. It's a fun night there. There's a bunch of kids doing like a young band there who actually rocked. Very good. Very School of Rocks vibe. They ripped. They were very good. But there was a full crowd and stuff. And I went up. Technically, it's like the host and then me. So I don't know if he thought I was, I don't know what happened. I come out, and dude, when I tell you that he almost felt like he was like a headliner, and he was giving me like very headliner vibe of like dismissing me. Cause I got done. I come off stage. I go up to the bar. He's now has a laptop, headphone in, one out. And he just looks at me. And if you go in, like, I immediately see him. He's right there at the bar. As soon as you go through the sliding door, he's right there at the bar. And he just talks to me as if like we didn't skip a beat. Like, he just didn't. He's just like, hey, yeah, I have to go second. So, you know, just bring me up if you can. second. I really need to go second, so I should go second. And I'm like, hey man, I don't know what to tell you. I don't run this mic. I can't help you. And this is where it felt like it was a comic who was just like dismissing or something. Somebody was just, because he just goes like, all right, well, you know, I mean, just come and get me when he calls my name. And I'm like, dude, I'm not your errand boy. Like, I'm not trying to, I'm not. And I was like, dude, I get it. I understand. I'm not going to come and get you. I don't know who you are. And then he goes, no joke, unflinching, just goes like, oof. Well, my name is Jim Patterson. Like, he gives me his name. And I'm like, cool, Jim. I still am not going to come get you, but I don't know what you don't get. I'm like, I'm trying to help you here. Go find, his name is Mike. Go get him and talk to him. And he goes like, all right, I'll just wait to hear my name. I'm like,
you're like, okay.
And yeah, man. Good luck with it. Good luck with it. And this is why the society is breaking down. Like, I just went 1,000 feet up, and I was like, this is what I'm talking about. Like,
I have zero like tolerance for that. Like, because here's
where I know
what
he was. It was too much input, and I know he was overboard, but I couldn't say it any clearer.
No, but here's,
and I knew he was frantic. So I get
totally. Here's the thing. I'm not going to give the autism excuse of being an asshole, right? So it's like, you're still being an asshole.
No, I'm making it sound more asshole. It is, but you could see in it, it was ineffectual. Like, he didn't, which comes off more asshole. But when I tell you that it's a shrimpy little kid.
I don't think he's trying to like bite you.
But it was more of the communicate. Like, I'm like, what about what I'm saying, even on any level of autism, do you not understand?
Yeah.
It was
like,
I'm giving you all the benefit of the doubt here, dude. And even all the other comics, I think one comic, Danny Braff, wrote on a napkin. I guess he saw him and he like walked up to Danny Braff. I guess they like kind and kind found each
like,
other.
Like whale noises. And,
trains. And but even Danny was like, whoa, like I felt not bad or pity or anything like that. I just felt, because I was like, dude, I'm trying to communicate to you. Like, I can't help you. I don't know what you need, or just go talk to Mike.
You're like, Danny, tell him that I can't help him.
Danny wrote, yeah, he's a translator, right? It's like, he wrote that on a napkin and he shows it to me. He's like, yo, this little kid's drunk. Like, he must have saw him, and like the kid came up to him, and Danny Braff like secretly just wrote down a little note and showed it to the other comics. I'm like, yo, I think this little child's drunk. Like, he just, because you didn't know what to do with him. You're like, are you okay? Yeah. It was, I was like, and I just kind of thought in my head, I was like, I told Danny, I was like, dude, I think he's got too much autism to be here. I don't know. I know that's not a good thing to say. And it's,
yeah,
I just mean like, I go like, dude, I get it. But also Mike, and I got to be honest, Mike was not helping. He didn't go to try to find the kid and like try to help him. Mike was dodging this kid, I think, all night. And he just went, eventually I saw the bar again. He's just like, I'm just going to leave. And I was like, yeah, man, I don't know what to tell you. He's like,
I'll never forgive you for this. You know, like, I didn't.
I've been seeing him in every mirror. Every time I close my eyes, I open them. Oh, he's right behind me. It's a nightmare. I don't know what to do. I'm haunted by the autism of ghosts past. it's a bummer right now. I think Jake Gyllenhaal was in that movie.
Yeah.
A pluggy plugs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pluggy.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Roast
yeah,
battle. You
got
the fuck out of her.
Yeah, go check me out. I am Neil Wood.
Your mic's breaking apart. Yeah. Because it's trash.
How dare you? Everything in this city is fine. Everything.
The whole city's
fine.
Falling apart, bro.
Everything is fine. It's just, how's that? Yeah, these mic cords are getting loose. We might need to. All right, not breaking up.
No, you're good.
Okay, cool. I'm neilwood.com. Go there. Check out some dates. I'll be in Dennis, New Jersey. It's Cape May. It's Dennis. It's this. I swear to God, dude, Adam, this place that I'm doing, it's called Slack Tide Brewing Company. I already love it. It looks really cool. Come out. It's this Friday, the 19th. It's in New Jersey, but it's given me three different locations. It's all the same place. But if you look this place up, you get annoying. Three different.
Yeah, I know what you're
saying. Dennis, New Jersey. It's Cape May. It's Clementine, which
there's
I didn't even
think Trenton
was a place.
Like that. It's like something Heights, Trenton, this. And you're like, what is it?
Yeah, it's clearly on the border of something, but it's called Slack Tide Brewing Company.
That's a good show.
It's a good Matt show. Cody Wright, Matt Himes, and of course, put on by Ryan Curtis. So come out to that. And then right back in Philly on Passyunk Ave in South Philly. Come check me out. Made You Laugh. With Del Gold, put on by Del Gold and Mike Salvi. Come check that out. A fun lineup as well. That is August 20th. And that one, tickets are up there. Go through my website and you'll find the tickets for those. Adam, you want to go ahead and then hit him with this number, Daniel?
At Adam Nutter, please and thank you. Twitter, all that stuff. My second rap appearance is appearing tonight at 9 p.m. with Chris from Brooklyn. It was a fucking fun time. So check that out. Of course, go check out the Porcupine, YouTube.com/AdamNutter.
Are you going to always do your plugs rolling your eyes? Is that like a thing you're always going
to
do?
Unless I'm not looking at something, I can't. I have to like fucking like track my memory.
You have trash brain. I have trash apartment and house.
Yeah.
So I understand.
Yeah, it's the only comedy coming up.
Check out the Porcupine.
Is September.
Yeah.
I said that right.
Yeah,
YouTube.com/AdamNutter for Porcupine. Yes, September 10th, next Poppin' Show. It's coming out to that. Chalfont, Pennsylvania. Right, drop10.com/events/tickets. Robin Greg Cardozone, Tyler Rothrock, Chris Freed, myself, and Neil will be there. Let's sell that motherfucker out.
Lamar Lee, maybe even. I think Lamar Lee wanted to try to pop in.
Oh, well, he has an opening now.
We might have a September show. We might have one in Atlantic City. I know it's far for you and everything like that. But, of course, if we get a date for Atlantic City, you know, Adam might be coming through. Maybe not. I have no idea, but we'll have a lineup for that B&B Saloon. That'll be cool. I'll try to put some more dates on the calendar down in AC. Other than that, what we got, of course, check out drop10.com. Go there. Check out all the stuff up there. Cult of Us has got some new merch. There's me bigger. There's you smaller. There we go.
There it is.
Some new merch up there for you guys. I got compliments on the shirts and stuff already. The embroidery shirt for the I almost said graffiti one. I'm thinking of tie dye, but I almost said graffiti. That one I get compliments on all the time. I wear it out. It's a good fun time.
Yeah.
The hats. There's all different kinds of hats in there too. I'm getting a couple of the different ones. There's different styles, different color combos. So go grab some merch. It helps us a bunch. And of course, you can check out our Patreon, patreon.com/cultofus. All right. $1 is going to get you into the fucking door. It's going to get you a bunch of extra stuff already. More audio, more video stuff that you haven't seen. Okay. And then $3 tier. That's our watch tier. You can join us on Discord. It's really cool. So we have the fights up most Saturday, some big fights.
There's
and we have everyone.
Usman versus Edwards 2 for the
Usman.
Belt.
I know that name. Usman, at least I remember. Yeah,
yeah. No, you definitely know. You've watched Usman fight.
I don't have
before.
A fucking show. I definitely want to just chill and fucking
watch.
I know.
You,
we
both. I mean, I've been hitting him more than you have, but I've been like kind of also watching him. Like,
well,
on also, the road.
It always correlated with the good ones that fell on the pop-in day. Usually,
I know. So annoying.
we would see it afterwards on the TVs downstairs. Yeah. So come to the pop-in. We'll watch the fights there one day. You know,
but people have been chilling the Discords. It's like I said, it's been fun. Like people have been in the chats, like being like, oh, shit. Like what do you think about this fight? Like, who's going to win? Like, you know, like see that fucking – I can't believe he got out of that fucking Kimura or like crazy shit like that. Like it's a fun time.
And then, of course, $5 tier, $5 tattoo tier. So we just picked a name out of the hat, got another lucky winner. Hopefully we'll have some pictures whenever they get their tattoo very soon.
I think it was Dickie again.
Yeah, right, so, Dickie's got fucking. He's gonna be all sleeved up. It's gonna be looking good. Dickie's gotta get a picture of my head on his ass. You won't, Dickie.
Sent
you a shirt, dude. You won't. And then so $5 every month, right? You're gonna get all the other stuff, of course, in the tiers. But every other month, we pull out a name, and that person gets a tattoo on us. Anna Gabrielle at Curls Junior Tattoos. All the info is right there at patreon.com/cultofus. And it is a great tattoo. All right. She does great work. She's been at conventions. I say this every time. It's good work. We're not sending you some shitty tattoo artist or anything like that. She's great over at Push Tattoos right in Wilmington, Delaware. So even if you spend $20, it's way, way worth it. And we're talking softball size, full color, a good old tattoo. So sign up for that. It helps out a bunch. And of course, I'm just going to send a t-shirt to the winner anyway. So you pick the merch. I'll send something out to you on us when you win. All right. Other than that, subscribe, check out our YouTube and subscribe to the Drop 10 YouTube, my personal YouTube. I'm Neil Wood, Adam's personal YouTube, all that stuff. Give us some likes and follows and subscribe. That helps us out a bunch. We're trying to get big in this fucking cult. All right. Other than that, yeah, take us out.
Yeah.
Cool. Back out of plugs. Love it. Holy cow. What else was I going to tell you? Oh, yeah, I got bad ways with a girlfriend right now. It's not good.
Oh, before you even go on. Hit me. Can I tell you into the nightmare of the New Jersey transit system I have to endure every time I go into fucking New York?
Oh, remind me as well. Drew Montana recommend that we put in deer suicides and watch those videos eventually.
Oh, 100%.
You've seen those? Have you seen the deer suicide video?
Nope, but I will.
Just putting that out there.
That might be a fun Patreon.
I think we might be watching a lot of fucking deer suicides on a Patreon very soon.
I think so. That's a fun.
Let's put it on.
You know what? Settled. That's a Patreon episode. Deer suicide. That's a Patreon episode right there.
Let's just go.
We'll put that shit out next week. Perfect. No, but it's just the worst. And I want to physically burn it down every time I go there. Because it's just, they're so erratic in their scheduling. And like, okay.
Going to New York.
Yeah. So every time, and like, especially, you know, like, all the gas podcasts are live streamed. So you want to get there like a little beforehand and like hang out, say what's up, you know, not fucking rush in and be like, oh, here. I had to do almost every single time and literally one of the times there. So Hamilton train station is 20 minutes from my house, right? I look at this is for Shannon's podcast. She records at like 5:30. They go live, right? I'm like, oh, I'll catch the 3:40 train. Okay. I'll get in for fucking 4:40, like five. It's like an hour and 5 minutes because it's like the semi express kind of, you know.
It skips
and I'm like, it's, stops. Right, and then it's a 15-minute fucking ride,
right,
to gas from Penn. Easy. I'll be there a half hour early, 45 minutes, like so early. I leave a little late from my house. I'm like, I still have plenty of time to get to the train station. As I'm getting to the train station, I get a notification on my phone going, the 3:40 train is now the 3:30 something train. And I look down on my GPS and it's the same exact time I'm getting to the train station. I'm like,
right.
Fuck.
Here we go.
Because here's the thing. The next train, too late. Now I'm getting to the city too late. I had to hit this train. And driving into the city from, fuck that, right? There's just no way I'm making it. There's just no way I'm making it.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I have a decision to make. Try driving to the city right now. Make a hard U-turn on the highway and just go to the city.
Or Mission Impossible, ride on top of the next train that comes and just see where it goes.
Yeah.
That was the second option.
That was the second one.
Which one did you go with?
The third one.
The third option.
Physically have the gas pedal touching the floor of my car.
Just the entire way.
Dude, I hit 104 with the Bronco.
Surprise, the big bitch to be moving that quick.
And I was like, this isn't going fast enough.
Yeah.
They're not made for speed. In and out like a psychopath. So I get there. So let's say it was
It's not like it's rush hour or anything.
Remember, it's only two lanes. And if one or two cars is slow, that's it, man. You can't get out of that. Like, you're just, because it's not 95. It's like the fucking, what is it? It's 295, whatever the fuck it is, right? So it's like the express. So I'm fucking 104. I get to Hamilton. The train is supposed to leave at 3:33 now from 3:40, whatever.
Right.
I get there at 3:31. Mm. Now, the train could have left already. I don't know. Right? Because the killer came early.
Oh, no, Adam. No, because now we have to do what Adam doesn't know how to do, and that's run.
Nailed it.
You're not able to do it. I know that.
So,
you're not able to.
Luckily, I pull in. There's a spot right there. I was like, I can't even look. I have to just take this spot, right? I can spend zero time. I park crooked. I'm like, no, I have to like fix my park job, which made more time go. And then I get out of my car, I have my book bag. And then, like you said, I just start running. Because you've been out of the train station. I'm running through the garage now, the bottom parking lot, like all the way. And I hear the, I'm like, it's here. dude, my weed pen flies out of my pocket, lands behind me. I'm like, no, I stopped, had to turn around, grab it, like Indiana Jones grabbing his hat, like right from the fucking before the thing closed.
It's like a weed relay race. Like that's like, like you pass it to me. Pass it. Don't fumble. Ah shit.
So I grab it, and the train's now pulling into the station. I'm like, I can make it. I can make it. I run. I jump up all of the fucking stairs to the landing, and I'm running, and I fucking just squeak through the door.
Right.
And I get in, and dude, I swear to God, I'm like, dude, I was vibrating. My chest was vibrating. And I just like sat down. I was like,
The sad part is there was like a kid who was just being walked to the train leisurely with his mother who was looking at you, who seemed to be moving at a snail's pace. And then she's like, "Mommy, what's up with the little Adam? He looks like he's..." That's right, I know his name. "Hey, why is he? He's like really trying to move quick, huh?" It's like, "Adam, just move your legs." But I know you have no cardio.
Dude, it was so bad. So I get there and I'm like, "All right, I made it. Right, we're fine." The announcer comes over at the PA and goes, "This train will now be making every stop into Penn Station." I was like, fuck.
Yeah, wonderful.
Hour and 5 minutes to now an hour and 35 minutes.
Right.
That extra 25 minutes obviously makes all the difference in the world.
You needed it. Yeah.
Needed it. So now I'm just doing math, which I can't do already in my head. It's already now out of breath. And I'm like, fuck. I'm like, I got to figure. It's like, yeah, can I get to the Uber? It's like that the whole fucking time.
Well, you're trying to do math at like, well, because then when you people start to try to equate, like, well, if we don't pick up any of the wheelchair people because they don't need to take out the ramp for them. And then maybe if like you pull into one station, you see one wheelchair, leave them. Just leave them. We got to go.
I was like, how many people are probably at Princeton Junction?
Yeah.
Right? Two?
Yeah. It's there's like, no math that can be done. There's just like weird probability around the situation of just like, we could go though. We could go. You don't need to stop at this one.
Fuck this guy. You get the next one.
That's fine.
So that was the thing. So I get to Penn, and then now you have to deal with all the people slowly going up the only two staircases from the, and I'm like, fucking move. And I'm like trying to, and I run up the stairs there and I get out. I'm like, huh. This panic's like, which way's that way's west or east? I turn and I had to like, call the Uber, and then luckily it was
homeless guy taking like, right a piss there with his dick out, and he's just like, man, this guy's having a tough day, huh?
Yeah, like, you think you have it bad. And then I get into the Uber and I'm like Gary, whatever your name is, I'll give you x amount of tip to get me there in this amount of time. And he was I'll try. And I was like, that's not... Hey, we're going to Yoda this. There's no try. There's only do. All right, only do. Get me there. Okay. You know? So he got me there, and they started, but as she was doing the intro. So on the podcast, I'm like walking in. She's like, oh, here's our other guest. And I'm like, sorry. Like, my sunglasses are still on. I'm like, I'm here. So that was Shannon's podcast. The thing is, which was fun. Go check that out. Then I go back and do rap again. And that's even earlier. That's 11 a.m. So I'm like, I'm going to catch the fucking 8:55 train.
You leave like 2 days in advance. You're just expecting everything to go to shit.
So 8:55 train, I'm like, plenty of time to get there for 11 because this isn't express. This only makes three stops.
Uh-huh.
Show up.
This train has been converted to an old style train pushed by men.
It's through steam now. People are shoveling coal in there. Yeah. No, it was like delayed till 9:05. Went, oh, that one. Oh, that literally matters nothing.
Sure.
No, it's fine.
Not bad.
9:06.
Sure.
9:07.
Right.
9:08. I go, well, they would have said something, or at least on my app that would have, you know, been canceled because it didn't say departed from Trenton yet, because it's Trenton first and then Hamilton, right? 9:08. I'm like,
the app's the worst because it then
now I'm panicking.
it messes with your expectation because now you have a thing that is constantly updating. So now you're checking it. Whereas normally you would just be standing there being like, this motherfucker. You know what I mean? You'd be like, come
both
on.
Both were happening.
I know.
Both were happening. I was like,
but it's extra because you're like, oh, they bumped it again. They bumped it again.
But it's not saying, it's still saying 9:05. Like, it's not saying late.
Uh-oh.
Then I see light. I'm like, all right, it's here. Boom.
Oh, great.
On the other rail, not our. I went
on your side.
Not our fucking train.
Perfect.
9:10.
Right.
9:11. 9:20. Now everyone's like, great what day. The fuck? Because everyone's pissed
yeah.
now, right?
Never forget. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the train forgot. Now I'm like verbally out loud, audibly being like, I gotta get on this train. Like just like a psychopath. I have my right. AirPods in, just like, and this older woman's like, it ain't coming. Oh,
you turned into the autistic kid at the mic.
Oh, 100%.
You were just saying, 100%. I have to get on this train. I have to. Yeah. I have to get on this train. Like, I have to get on this train. I should go on this train. It's like, sir, yes, I don't know what to tell you. I'm just an Asian guy waiting to get on this train.
I also have to get on this train. Yeah, and I'm like, you don't understand. So this old lady was like, it ain't coming. And I was like, pardon? She was like, it ain't coming. Like an old myth, like an old Western movie. Like Pet Cemetery, like, oh, the old cemetery. Don't do it.
you move the gravestones, but you didn't move the bodies. Like, yeah, I got you.
And I was like, what? And she's like, if it hasn't come now, it's not coming. And then she just started going into like stories about like how all the time she's been.
I'm the witch of the rails. You
know what I mean? She's like, I remember the time I missed a giant meeting on these rails. Like, you know.
So honey, I was if like, it oh, ain't no. coming so, now. It ain't
so
coming.
So now it's
all.
Like 9:21. And they go all over the PA. They go, the 905 train has been canceled.
The train's canceled. Fuck Adam Nutter. Fuck him. Chuck it. Fucking. I fucking hate him.
Fuck his career. Fuck. So the 905 train's been canceled. I'm like, yeah. No kidding. And they're like, it's now the 927. And I was like,
sure.
Oh, fucking kill me. Again. I'm like, as long this is like the almost express train,
and the ridiculous.
If they don't change this,
right.
I'm gonna make a hard pressed 10:55 appearance at Gas Digital. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I get on the thing, and I'm just like, please don't change this. Please don't fucking, please don't change this. And they didn't. It was like the
what's the express?
Get the pen. Like 10:40.
Right.
I'm like. Fuck.
Here we go. 5 minutes early, maybe if you rush. What's the
so
car ride? The car ride again is like
15 minutes. 15? But it's like traffic because it's
who knows?
You know,
yeah, of course.
It's by Penn and this is all that it's that area. I don't want to see where gas is, but it's like that area, you know. So it's
you gotta
like,
get in the car again and they're like, Gary again. All right, man, I'll give you all the money. Just fucking get us there. He's like, you got it, Adam.
So this motherfucker, this is what made me wanna strangle this guy with a plastic bag when I got in his car.
No.
I get to where I always go for my pickup spot. It's a good spot. It's right by a pen. It's in an open area for the car to get me. Okay. Right. And it's facing the direction we have to go.
Right.
I have this to a T.
Right.
I've been to gas enough where I know where I had to get there now via train and Uber. Okay. Yeah. If people don't fuck with my thing. So I had the Uber. I'm like, oh, the guy's right over there. Sure. This dumb fuck. Instead of letting me walk to him, which I was said I would do, he, because it was like, kind of, he had to either go around the block or not. And I would have just got picked up.
Don't move.
Right.
I'll run to you through traffic. I don't give a fuck.
What does he do? Goes around the block, makes his arrival time 6 minutes.
All right. That's the 6 minutes you needed, dude.
Because it's, even though it's one block, it's Penn Station block. It's the 33rd Street and fucking 7th Avenue block.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, great. And now it's like, there's no, because even if I walk around to meet him, like it's the same amount of time now. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's like the same, because there's no difference now. Yeah, so I'm like, all right, I guess I'll wait here. Yeah. So he gets there. I'm like, hey man, same thing applies. X amount of dollars. Get me there. And he goes,
I like that you're like the game, like you're just like hitting him like the game's like, all right, man, same rules apply here. If you don't kill us and get us there in time, I won't kill you and I'll give you a bunch of money. So
right. It's a pretty fair deal.
See how
guy.
You do.
So now I'm like, oh, so we're getting there and now I'm panicking because I can still make it. Like the GPS is like, I can make it just in time. Yeah. And I'm like, all right. So I'm deep in the car right now. We're almost there, but I'm not paying attention because I'm just like, I'm messing. Shannon produces the show. So I'm messaging Shannon. I was like, hey, I'm almost there, I promise. And as I'm messaging her, and she's messaging back, she's like, no, cool. She's like, it's fine. I look up, and we're a block away, just stuck behind a sanitation truck, not moving. And running, I was like, hey, man, I'll get out here. Yeah, he's like, oh, you can get out here. I'm like, where's this? Say something. You, my head's down. You're going to be like, we're here. Like, you know I'm going to run. I was fucking furious. Yeah. So I get out, and I run down the block now. Make it in time. We're good. But, like, just do the worst fucking, like, everything. So now.
I hate being late. I get you.
So now I'm going to do what the lady told me to do. She's like, you got to take 2 trains early, sweetie. And I was like, you're right, sweet old lady.
Yeah.
I do.
You got to do it. Got to do it. Well, but I wish you the best of luck. May the Penn Transit gods shine favorably upon you. New Jersey Transit. Sorry. New Jersey Transit shine favorably. It won't, but hopefully it does. I got to get going because the show's about to start. Yeah,
good luck in your Royal Rumble.
It's stupid. But yeah, go do a stupid roast battle. This has been another day in the cult. Fucking hit us up in the comments. We'll see you later. Adam Nutter, Neil Wood. Bye.
By the renewing of your mind.
The recycling. It's a flesh body world.
Do it.
Human.
Do it.
Sir Slimy Reptilian.
This has been a Drop Tent Media production.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.